The WDW Review podcast is proud to have two great sponsors. The Magic for Less Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner. They specialize in Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, and Universal Orlando Resort vacations. Let the agents for the Magic for Less, including our very own Laura Fitzpatrick, help take care of the important details like dining reservations, fast pass planning, and discount checking to ensure that your entire vacation will create memories to last a lifetime. Plus, their services are completely free. You pay nothing and can benefit from their years of knowledge and experience. If you're thinking of your next Disney vacation, call one of the agents at The Magic for Less and let them get to work helping you. More information can be found on themagicforless.com.
Hello, and welcome to this special episode of the WDW Review Podcast. I am your host for today, Pete Ponocorvo. With me, is always, is Chris Malik. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thank you.
Good. And with us this week for the first time in a long time, welcome back new mom, Laura Fitzpatrick. Laura!
Round of applause.
We're having people everybody. Googling who? Wait.
Yeah,
who?
Right. It seems like there's been a lot of that lately, but yeah.
We knew you had to get back on quickly, Laura. When people started referring to us on Twitter as the WDW Review, hey, Pete and Chris, wait a minute, hang on. Right? There's a third, so we need to get you back on
right.
quickly.
Right?
Yeah. I stuck up for you, Laura. You saw Thank that, you. Right?
I did.
Like, hey, she's not gone forever. She's just...
Yeah.
But that being said...
Taking care of a newborn.
Mr. Gennetti, thank you for the kind words. We really appreciate that. It actually made both Pete and my day. So thank you, Pat. So anyway,
so this is going to be a little kind of welcome back, and Laura's going to tell us about the adventure that was becoming a mom. So Laura, I'm going to kind of turn it over to you.
Okay. Yeah,
I've seen the process, not your personal process, but I've seen the process, so I don't have any questions.
Yeah, well, I won't go into graphic details for the sake of our listeners. So, as I've said on the show, I had was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. So my doctor had said that she was going to induce me right around 39 weeks, which would have been March 19th. So I had my 39-week appointment on St. Patrick's Day, and I wasn't dilated or anything, making any progress at all. And she just said, hey, do you just want to come back later this evening and get started with the induction process? And sure.
like you're talking about going out for dinner, right? You want to come out for dinner?
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
You want to just come back and have a kid later?
Pretty much.
That's what
happened. So, I mean, we knew it was going to be one day that weekend. We just didn't know when we were going to start the whole process. So we left the office, went home, and made sure I had everything I needed, and went back about 5 o'clock that night. And I got started with the process. So I was admitted and had to sign up all the fun paperwork. And for me and for some of my friends recently who have been induced, they start you on something called Cervidil to kind of help your cervix along a little bit. And so I had that for 12 hours. So then at 6 a.m. the next day, this would be Saturday, the March 18th, that was removed. And then they started me on Pitocin, which is what is supposed to start your contractions to help your dilate. And then by 1 o'clock, my doctor had broke my water. So I was starting active labor technically at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 18th. And, I did opt for an epidural I was not going to be brave through the contractions.
No. That's what drugs are for, right?
That was my thinking. I'm like, why? You know, they invented this for a reason. The risks are very slight. I'm willing to just do that because I have a very low pain tolerance. When I got my cartilage pierced in high school, I cried. So, I mean, I have very low pain tolerance.
So, I'm feeling pretty good about having that wisdom teeth taken out last Tuesday and not taking the Norco's doctor gave me now.
God, yeah. No, you're crazy. So, yeah, I had the epidural. And, you know, by that evening, I had dilated to 3. So, tried to sleep that night. And
is Charles staying in the hospital with you, Laura, at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
So he stayed with me the whole time. They had a couch. I delivered at Riverside Hospital down in Kankakee, if you're local and you know what that means. They recently redid the labor and delivery rooms, and all the labor and delivery rooms look on the river. So you have a really nice view, and you know, they set you up with a big TV and a pull-out couch, and there's a rain shower in the bathroom. You know, they're very nice and comfortable. I wish my bed was a little bit more comfortable, but that's besides fact. So I didn't really get much sleep Friday night or Saturday night. And about 5 o'clock on Sunday morning, so this is Sunday the 19th, I had started to feel some contractions on my left side. Whenever I would lay on my left side, the baby would go into distress and his heart rate would drop. So I had to lay on my right side for, at this point, it had been 18 hours. Mm. So what had started to happen was my epidural just started to go to my right side and not my left side. So I started to feel my contractions, and they were not very pleasant, and I was very upset, and, you know, my nurses tried to help things along and try to turn me over and, you know, without harming the baby, but the baby just didn't want me on my left side at all. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the contractions got really bad where his heart rate would drop, and at one point the nurses all rushed in, and this was about 6 o'clock in the morning, and my doctor finally came in at 6:30, and she just said, Laura, what do you want to do? Do you want to keep trying for, you know, a natural, you know, delivery, or do you want to opt for the C-section? And at that point, you know, I'd been admitted since 5 o'clock on Friday and in labor for 18 hours, and I was only dilated to 4 at that point. Mm. So I just said, please give me the C-section. So by 8 o'clock, I was in the OR. And by 8:34, Thomas Alan Fitzpatrick was born. So, yeah, it was very nerve-wracking for me. That was my first time being in the hospital, my first surgical procedure other than my wisdom teeth. So I was nervous and still in pain because I was still feeling the contractions, but then they eventually, numbed me so I could have the C-section. But, yeah, and Charles was able to be there with me, so he was, you know, holding my head, and, you know, and then I got to see the baby right away. They cleaned him off, and they brought him over to my head for me, and then Charles went with him for his bath, and they, you know, took me to recovery, and, yeah, I kept passing out in recovery because at that point I'd been up for so long, and I was so tired, but, and then once I got to my room and I got to hold, you know, Thomas for the first time, it was exciting. I was awake for that for sure. So yeah, it was a great day. So he was born Saturday, March 19th, at 8:34 in the morning, 7'4" and 21 inches long. My reaction first when they said in the delivery or in the surgery or the OR, you know, 7'4", I'm like, what? Because, you know, being gestational diabetes, they told me, oh, he's going to be so big. He's going to be a big baby. And he was 7'4". I was a little disappointed. I'm like, what? You know, I thought he was going to be bigger. But that just means that, the insulin was working and, you know.
Right.
You know, everything was doing what it was supposed to. But so.
You're a trooper. I mean, to stay that long and then to only get to 4, you must have felt like, oh, man, this is going to take forever, you know?
Well, that was just it, like, because I had friends who had been induced and some family members who had been induced And, you know, they were induced in the morning, and then by 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock that evening, they had, you know, had the baby. And, at, you know, by that time for me, it was like, no, there's no end in sight here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, what is going on here? And my nurses were wonderful. You know, I would keep asking through the night, okay, when is she going to decide on a C-section? When is she going to decide? Because at that point, I was just like, okay, you know, I really want, you know, to try to have, you know, him, you know.
Natural birth.
But it just at that point, it's like, okay, I've been here since Friday at 5, and he is making no progress. And, you know, clearly something needs to give here. So. Wow. So, yeah.
How did Charles hold up through the entire ordeal? I'm sticking up for all the dads. That's what I'm trying to do. So.
Yeah. He was very supportive. We did take a Lamaze class in January, and especially when I started to feel my contractions that morning, you know, he definitely was doing the breathing exercise with me, which actually was very helpful because the couple of times I didn't breathe through the contractions, Thomas's heart rate dropped significantly. So when I actually would do the breathing with him and he was like coaching me through it, I was able to focus on that and get through it a little bit better. So, no, he was very supportive. And, you know, even now being home and he's back to work now, I survived my first week alone. And, you know, he's been helping me out because I'm not allowed to do much because I'm still recovering from the C-section. But, yeah, no, he's stepping up to the plate. He's doing a great job. Very proud.
When we had our twins, the most scary moment was the day we actually came home with them from the hospital. It was like, okay, what do we do now? You know,
right.
I'm completely unprepared. You know,
yeah. The more I talk to parents, it's like that. Like everybody asked that. Was that your reaction? And that was 100% our reaction because we were released. Well, background: first Tuesday after he was born, they discovered that Thomas was jaundiced. So he had to go under the lights or whatever.
Under the blue lights.
Under the blue lights for 24 hours, which was terrible.
Light.
Yeah, which was terrible for me. But he seemed to be fine. It seemed like he was more upset when I was in the room with him. So I was trusting the nurses that they were telling me the truth and that he was not upset when I wasn't there. Yeah, so he was under the lights for 24 hours. So by Wednesday at 11 a.m., he could come off the lights, but then he had to have a test at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And if he passed that test, then we got to go home by 8 o'clock Wednesday night. So luckily he passed the test, and by Wednesday at 8:30, we were on our way home. And I just remember, you know, Charles and I both thinking, like, wait, what? We're taking him home? We're not bringing him with us? Like, how do we do this by ourselves? So...
It is such a false sense of security, isn't it? When the nurses are bringing him to you and changing him periodically and like, okay, yeah, this is easy.
Yeah.
This is good.
And I had nurses keep him at night just so I could try to get some sleep at night. And then they would bring him to me every 2 to 3 hours when he was hungry. And yeah, I had Charles go home once he was born to go sleep at home and, you know, take care of the house and take care of the cat and, he just would come back during the day, and I had Thomas in the room with us all day. But I just felt more comfortable having another adult in the room just because I was still not learning to walk again, but, you know, walking on my own again. And because at that point, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday morning, I was not allowed to get up. So even like yesterday, I went for a walk. And we went to Lowe's, and it was like, whoa, I haven't walked this much in a long time. Charles was like, go speed walking through the store. I'm like, wait, slow down. So,
wow.
But no, I'm recovering nicely. You know, everything is healing the way it should be, and Thomas is doing very well. In the hospital, he did lose 11% of his birth weight. So we had to start supplementing with formula, and he's already, as of 2 weeks ago, he was up to his birth weight. I'm sure he's gained a bunch since because he definitely loves to eat. That's one of his favorite things to do. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Laura, what's been like the most challenging thing or like something you completely didn't expect when you came home?
Finding time to do things. Hmm. And how fast time flies during the day. You know, just like washing bottles or doing the laundry. It seems like you have to plan out, prioritize. Okay, what's more important at this time? Like, do I need to wash the bottles or do the laundry? Or, you know, and I'm trying to find napping a little bit during the day because since Charles is back to work and he's driving so far, you know, I'm doing the night feedings as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which is fine. But during the day, it's like, okay, Mama needs a nap now too.
How long is he sleeping for at this point?
We're working on him to try to get through the night a little bit more. He's up every about 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to stay up till like midnight. So then it's only like 3 o'clock and then 6 o'clock. And then he will sleep until 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we've been typically getting up about 9 a.m., him and I, which has been nice. You know, so I'm still getting some sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm definitely sleeping more than I thought I was going to. I thought I was going to be up, you know, all night and all day and freaking out, essentially. But, no, I'm getting more rest than I thought I was going to. And he's such a good baby. He only cries, it seems, when he gets his diaper changed or having to go to the bathroom. And then he just kind of, like, squeals when he's hungry. He doesn't really cry. So, yeah, we love him. He's everything I wanted and more. So we're very happy.
That's awesome.
And we're already planning his first Disney trip. It's already booked.
How old will he be?
When are you guys taking him?
We're going to go right now, tentatively, you know, pending everything. We're scheduled for October 25th, which is my birthday, through October 29th. So just 4 nights.
Okay.
Wednesday through Wednesday.
Well, then we're going to have to meet up at the park.
Uncle Pete.
Are we going to overlap?
Uncle Pete.
We are going to be there the 22nd through the 28th.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, definitely. Fruit and wine. We'll have to meet in Epcot.
How about this? we'll do a 2 out of 3. We'll do a Dub D meetup. We can't do a Dub D dub. We're missing one.
Sounds good. I think if B is Baxter is listening too, she wants to meet up too, so we'll have to get her involved.
Yeah, well, she wasn't living close enough to the parks last time I was there. I did get to meet Scott though.
Okay.
Man, I'm jealous all of a sudden because Michael and Christina are down there and Scott and B. Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you guys. But Laura, what I'm hearing though is you got a babysitter at least for a night.
I heard yes, right? Yes.
That's funny. I don't remember hearing that at all.
Maybe you never know.
So right now we're booked at Wilderness Lodge, but I'm hoping that we're going to be able to rent points at Boardwalk or Bay Lake Tower. So we're on a wait list. So we'll see.
Pretty cool.
But either way, can't go wrong.
Well, we'll be at the Poly if you need us. So
I wanted somewhere kind of close to the Magic Kingdom that was, you know, closer. You know, Boardwalk obviously isn't, but Boardwalk's close to Epcot, so we could, you know, the Epcot. So I didn't really, for taking a 7-month-old, I didn't really want to stay at Pop or, mm-hmm. you know, not that I'm against those, but I just thought, you know, for such a short trip, it'd be nice to just be closer mm-hmm. transportation-wise. So we're excited. I've already got some things planned that I want to do, restaurants I want to take them to, and people think I'm not taking a baby to Disney World, but...
Not at all. That's when you're going to actually get to do things still.
Well, you know, he's free, so it's, you know, he's not costing us anything to bring him. And, you know, we've gone so many times that our expectations are managed of, okay, you know, we're probably going to skip the studios just because there's not much for him to do there. As much as I want to ride Tower of Terror, you know, I'm not going to go to the park just to have Charles wait with the baby while I ride Tower of Terror. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're probably going to go to Animal Kingdom and check out, you know, hopefully Pandora and, you know, you know, just kind of, and definitely food and wine. That's something mm-hmm. that he can experience in the stroller, and, you know, so we're excited. We're looking forward to it.
Laura, it's a really good age because at that point, they're still very agreeable, and whatever mom and dad wants to do, they're kind of cool with. But, like, if you waited, like, 6 months more, 1.5, 2, it's like, uh-oh, that's a little person that's got thoughts and opinions of her own, you know what I mean?
Right. So yeah, they'll be walking, and, yeah. you know, at this point, he can still sit in the stroller, and we can push him around. He can take a nap in the stroller, and...
We took ours, so that it yeah. worked out. It was one of the most fun trips we've taken, and she was just a trooper. So it'll be fun.
How old were your kids when you went? Were they 7 months when you went?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, she was. She was. Let's see. Okay. She was born in on March, and then we went down in July. So she was even younger. She might have been 4 or 5 months. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay. Because we thought about that, but I thought, well, summer being so hot. You know, let's just wait till October, and mm-hmm. that way it's food and wine too. So kind of two birds.
That's really pretty cool. And it'll give you something to plan all summer long. So
yeah, that gives me something to look forward to. Not that I don't have anything to look forward to, but you know, who doesn't want to look forward to a Disney vacation?
give us then in closing here, give us your best piece of advice, new mom piece of advice. What could you give us?
Probably ask for help when you need it. Mm-hmm. That's something that I don't like to do. I'm a very independent person and I don't like to ask for help. So, you know, asking my mom or my mother-in-law or my grandma to come over and say, hey, can you do this for me? It's like, I don't like to do that. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, even, you know, with Charles, like when he comes home from work, hey, can you bring up the laundry or, you know, do this for me? It helps because then I'm able to do more with hit the baby or, you know, at home. So definitely that's probably my best advice. Even like getting ready for my maternity leave at school, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I miss you guys and I hope to be somewhat regular here. It might take me a couple weeks to get a groove, you know, coming back, you know, somewhat full time, but I'm excited to be back.
Well,
we're excited to have you.
We can't wait. We can't wait to add you back. So
great!
Thanks for joining us today, Laura.
Yeah, and thanks, listeners, for all of your well wishes and you know, private messages. It's been very nice, and you know, that's all I really have to say.
In closing, I just wanted to announce that on what was March 19th, it was Scott Gerke was the winner of the Laura contest, the Guest of Laura's Date contest. And so mm-hmm. Scott sent us a message back saying, whoa, that gift basket was incredible. So
awesome.
So they must have knocked his socks off.
Yeah. So, well, and I was trying to keep quiet of when I was going to be induced because I didn't want, you know, luckily nobody really posted it on my Facebook page. You know, I knew I was going to be induced, but I tried not to tell what date I was going to be induced. So mm-hmm. I tried not to steer the contest a certain direction.
We had a lot of people respond to a lot of good dates, like quickly, like in a period of 3 days. It was like the entire month of March was gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it was
that's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
That's fun. It's always fun to guess on things like that. So.
All right. We'll let you get back to mama duty. Okay, Laura.
All right. Well, thanks everybody. And thanks guys for letting me come back and share what's been going on in my life so far.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, guys, so for Chris and Laura, this is Pete, and this has been the WDW Review. See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, everybody.